What exactly was Haddenham Feast then?
Well, we used it as a feast Sunday, proper feast Sunday, and then the feast used to come. There used to be stalls, rock stalls, coconut stalls, flying arches, swinging boats.
Like a sort of little fair?
It was a fair, and they just called them feasts. Well, they used to be different. They used to follow one another. We'll say Sutton, Haddenham, only in different rotations, different Sunday, different feasts. And when they had them feasts, I tell you, Sutton used to come, because Sutton and Haddenham didn't like one another.
I didn't.
A gang had come from Sutton, and a gang had Haddenham, and they'd get fought, and they would fight.
Ah?
I tell you, there were three or four brothers come from some named Dunklins. Herb Dunklin, Kit Dunklin, and one another on them, and they used to be Andy Gang and Haddenham, Tommy Orsip, and Blossy Orsip, and Tears Here the Maids. I tell you, they used to, well, they never fought. They got ever fought. And they would fight. Get drunk and fight. They'd keep ringing and all and fight like. Poor dear. Terrible.
I shouldn't think people were reckoning too much to that, did they?
Well, I remember an old boy, I went up to him, they were fighting on top of Sandhole Hill. They'd been in the pub, Sandhole. They come in there, oh, talk about fight. Blood everywhere. Scared me. Well, it scared
me. I did, yeah.
There you are.
But so Haddenham and Sutton didn't like each other?
No, they never liked one another. If you went to Sutton and went quiet, you'd get a teary slap to your old boy come home. Didn't matter who quiet you were, if you didn't kill, they'd sit about you. So when they used to come to Haddenham, Haddenham used to do the same with them. Yeah.
What were the sizes of Haddenham and Sutton? Were they about the same?
About the same, yeah.
Well, Sutton's grown a lot now, because
we used to go to Sutton,
states.
You know, in our young days. We used to go to Sutton on Saturday nights on the 7 o'clock train. There used to be a passenger train, the last one. And we used to go to the cinema at Sutton. There used to be a cinema, picture place. And we used to walk home. There used to be a gang on us, too, on us here train. And
how many on you?
Oh, perhaps 10 or 15 on us, young fellas. Every Saturday night, they used to run what they call a serial lottery.
Yeah.
They'd show you some pictures, and they'd show, this seal used to draw people. I remember going over there once, it was called Hell Know the Mighty. We went weeks to see that, and they'd show you like two parts of that, and just if you got excited, that'd continue next week.
Yeah. Oh, bring you back.
Bring you back. And when we used to come out there, no, it's been, that'd be what? Perhaps half past went down here. Then see, we just had to walk on, we just walked along the line. We didn't come down the road, along the line. Oh dear, them there something used to be waiting for us.
They did.
They used to run us. Of course, you know, there'd be more of them than would us.
Yeah.
But when
they
come to Haddenham, there were more of us than by them.
Yeah.
Oh dear. I remember coming home one night, we walked in towards Sutton Station, minding our own business, and somebody said, there ain't none of them coming to Harrison. No, no, somebody said that. There was somebody in the gateway, bang, he hit one in the ear and cut him down. Before we get up and talk about it, Tom, they run us, we strung to the stage, up the line. Oh, dear. Yeah. All right, wait while next week. We were ready for you. We were ready for next week. Instead of walking down the path like you would be walking down the middle of the road, they couldn't hit you then, could they?
No, they couldn't.
We walked down the path, I was telling you, they stood in this gateway. Bang. God almighty. Well, never did see him, only fell in.
God, dear.
Oh, Sutton was a rum, terrible place.
That were?
Terrible. So were Haddenham, though. So was Haddenham. He was quite a bike. Yeah.
So they used to fight each other?
Fight. They're walking now.
Yeah. What else happened on feast days, then?
Well, they used to... Gang, they used to get up at the Checkers. That used to be the leading pub in Haddenham then.
Checkers?
The Checkers. You know the Checkers, don't you?
Where's that then?
Right in front of it's a furniture place now, isn't it?
Oh yeah, where the Cambridge Removals are.
That's it. That used to be the pub. Well, that's where the Rowdy Dealers used to get, the Gypsies used to get there, the travelling people.
Did you have a lot of them?
Ooh. Yes, I've been up there in the summertime, people in time.
Yeah.
And the green's been lousy with them. People laying on the green, perhaps 50 gippos.
Laying on the green?
Yeah, the women and boys and men were in the pub, drinking. Could probably just be open all day.
All day?
Yes, from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Every day of the week?
Every day of the... I'd only opened all day Sundays. They shut so many hours of Sundays.
Yeah.
But every week, the week today, from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. All day long.
What could you buy there then? Drink?
Yeah, beer and that.
Food? Any food?
No, you couldn't get no food.
You couldn't?
They didn't want the food, they had plenty of beer. So they'd come out there and they'd fight like blazes on the green. Yeah.
What'd they have? All the beer in big barrels then?
Big barrels, yeah. Used to draw their points and, oh look, just turn the tap on. They would know this here hand pumps and just turn the taps on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that'd be glass beer mugs or wooden ones?
Glass.
Glass.
Yeah. Yeah, they'd come out there and I tell you, they'd come out there as drunk as men, they'd fight, there'd be fights on the green. There'd be ponies on the green with the ponies and carts, what they used to call it, yeah. Used to be full of people. Yeah.
I said pubs were sort of centre of attention.
Oh,
that was
pubs, yes.
A lot of people used to go there then.
Yeah, be in there. There weren't so many going in the Three Kings, not you, because we're there to do it. The Three Kings were the leading pub, you know. It is today in there.
Higher class.
It's higher class, it's higher class, yeah. Well, in the Checkers, you see, and in the Sandhole and down Oyster Street, them there, the Gibbos would get in them pubs.
Yeah.
That here one down the Rose and Crown, what, sorry, the Bay, what they're down there, the Gibbos would get in there. Now, there used to be a pub, was pulled down there. I forget the name of that, but Freddie tell you, where the bungalows, it was, you go around the flats.
Yeah.
There used to be a pub
Cooper's
there.
Arms.
Where the Cooper's Arms, Mrs.
Fitch.
Mrs. Not Fitch's, there used to be another one, the Bell.
The Bell?
Yeah, Mrs. Taylor used to keep it. She wouldn't have known I'm bugging about her.
She wouldn't?
She wouldn't have no gypsies in. No gypsies in here. No travellers in here. She was very strict.
She was.
But kept a good pub. Yeah.
But they all had the sort of same sort of beer.
Oh yes, Cutlicks and Harlicks and that. And
yeah.
There used to be one in Adnam. I don't know which one that was. Sol Morgan's beer. There's others called out. Well, the Ilworth pub, this is down here with Dales's beer. Of course, he's out with Dales's. From Cambridge.
So they're different sort of beers.
Oh, yeah, different
beers. Pubs.
Different, yeah. But.
Hello, mate.
Don't worry about Adnam. It used to be a place. But I think Frank could tell you nearly all the names of the pubs. I'm sure he could.
I've seen him. Did you have a dog when you were a boy?
Yes, I've had a dog ever since I was, what, 14 or 15.
Did you used to go shooting with them?
Yeah, I used to go shooting.
You did?
I used to go poaching. I was a real poacher.
Don't blame you. What'd you used to get?
Anything. There weren't no pheasants about then, not in my time.
There weren't?
No.
What were there?
Rabbits, hares, partridges, pigeons. I might know it's pigeon shooting around these fens, around the trees.
You have?
Yeah, come on lay down, let's get out.
So the there was a lot of game in the fen?
Yeah, a lot of rabbits, a lot of hares there. But there weren't no pheasants. A lot of partridge. What's the matter?
A lot of partridge?
Yeah, there used to be a lot of partridge in my time, but...
What'd you do? What'd you have, sort of? Was it cartridge gun or flintlock?
Cartridge.
Yeah,
I've never had another cartridge on it.
There used to be a lot of poachers, didn't there?
Poachers, everybody in the row had a gun.
Everyone?
Every year. There'd be a gun, yeah. If there was I remember when I was a young fella, there were a pheasant get up the bike. They said, somebody's seen a pheasant up the bike. We call it the bike.
Yeah.
There's a pheasant up the bike. We used to go up there Sunday mornings, you'd see 30 guns up there, looking at this pheasant.
Oh.
Yeah, we used to come and see 30 on up there. They used to go up there Saturday afternoon on Sundays.
Sundays as well?
Oh, yes, that's where the poaching was done, Sundays. Sunday shooting.
I thought it was illegal to shoot on Sundays.
Well, they used to.
Yeah. They used to get a good lot of meat?
Yeah, well, they used to get several hares. Several hares and no end of rabbits, but, wood pigeons, there were no end of wood pigeons.
Yeah, there still are quite a lot of them.
But there weren't no pheasants, hard pheasants, there might be a hard one, perhaps one in a year, you'd find, but now, I mean, lately, there's been a lot of bad, ain't there?
There's quite a lot of them now. Yeah, old rabbits are on the increase, though.
Yes.
Well, they were a lot around in your day, weren't they?
Yeah, rabbits, yeah.
Yeah. They're a good source of meat, though.
Yeah.
Could you sell them?
Yes, you were some, but you wouldn't make much on them.
You wouldn't?
You know, you'd better, you'd want a real good big rabbit for ninepence.
For ninepence?
Yeah.
Well, where'd you sell them? Or would you just walk around and sell
anybody
them?
Anybody buy a rabbit, don't you? People say, this rabbit, yours, ninepence.
Ah? Huh?
Yeah.
When you go out and stalk it?
Hey?
You stalk it?
Yeah. But near today, you see what's a rabbit today, or a rabbit's 50p or more.
Well, more than that.
Did it?
Yeah, about 75.
There you are.
It's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
And a quick way of making some money, really.
I'll tell you what, it used to be a nice bird, because you mustn't shoot them, Neil. A peewit. You know what a peewit is?
Yeah.
Well, some people...
crest on his head,
some people like, they call them lapwings.
Plovers.
Well,
they've got
three, plovers or peewits.
Yeah.
And we used to call them peewits. I remember once, Neil, as I got on.
Yeah.
I worked for Purse Allen. And we was scuffling three rows of taters round his field. Of wheat. We got three rows of taters. And a bit of land that side was fallow. When I say fallow, that's inset.
Yeah.
And a bit of land this side weren't set. They were tweed. I belonged to Coatland Brothers. When we went round, I was leading us, and he was scuffling with one row scuffle. The peewits on that bit of tweets, they were animating nesters. When they got up, you know, they was like a cloud, you know. Thousands of them. He said, we'll bring the gun next time. I said, right. So anyway, when we got up then, he went in here and got his gun. He said, yeah, so he carried that down there. So we're going round. And I was going down there. And he said, I reckon we're where they are. Because they're on this bit, you know, in this tweed.
Yeah.
So I gave him his gun and he loaded it up. And he crept through the wheat, you see, to where he thought they were. And when he got through the wheat within a bit, yeah, he just put his head at the wheat. And he was right straight for him. And he went bang. And when they got up, look up, he's on your paper.
He's all right, yeah.
When they got up, there were thousands on them. They were like a cloud, and he went bang! And he cut a tunnel for them. A tunnel! I've never seen a man cut a tunnel. And do you know what? We picked 60 up.
60?
That's as true as I'm here. We had some string, and we tied it. Picked them up, and we tied them in bunches. 10 in a bunch. He had a bunch on that handle and a bunch on that, and he put a bunch on that him, and he put a bunch on that, and he give me two bunches hanging over my shoulder. We picked 60 up, and God knows how many we couldn't find.
God, fantastic. What were just what sort of gun was it? Double barrel?
Double barrel, but he used to make his own cars. He used to load his own.
Yeah.
He did. I never see a man shoot so many peewits in the life.
Fantastic.
Never.
60.
How many we wounded and didn't find, I don't know, but we picked 60 up.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Ah, fantastic.
And he says to me, he said, you can take a couple of them birds. Well, of course, I were fancy. I thought he meant two bunches, you see. He said, take two of them birds. So, of course, when I come home, I'll cut two of these. I have 20 birds, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Slung them over my shoulder and come home. And mother said, what he got? I said, some peewits. Of course, they were 8 or 9 of us, you know.
Yeah.
And a peewit ain't very big.
Oh no, it's a little isn't it?
We sat in here, me and my brother Simon. My mother and one or two of the gals, we were plucking on them and burning the feathers, and my mother drawed them and done them. We had 3 or 4 dinners on, they were beautiful. Yeah, so when we got down there the next morning, went in and he says, you took two of them bloody birds, I said, you tell me what you said. I meant two, not two bunches. Well, I said, I thought you meant two gangs.
Yeah.
But,
God, dear.
Oh, they're lovely.
Are they?
Oh, they are. A peewit's one of the richest birds you can eat.
Ah.
Because you mustn't shoot them, Neil.
Oh, no.
They're game. Yeah. On the game list.
Ah.
Yeah.
60, that's a lot, isn't it?
But. Oh, there were thousands. They were, I mean, there was no good. When they got up, it was like a clear bird, you know. There were thousands on them. I've never seen a man. He cut a tunnel for him, like an air. Right for him.
Ah, good idea.
First, as a funny thing, we went to the funeral last week, or 4 weeks ago, Walt Newman's.
Yeah.
And me and Al Newman, we were talking to Curious Sons, Bill Allen and Jeffrey Allen.
Yeah, yeah.
And the funny thing ever brought up, Al says, talking about one another, he said it, you don't remember, well, they weren't born, he said it, how many people did Perth kill, George? Only for you. I said, we picked 60 up, in which inning, because he can't remember, we got them home. I said, we found 60. I said, I don't know how many body hit and didn't find. Because they didn't know them. Them boys weren't born then.
That's
when
a
I
lot.
Worked there.
That's a lot, isn't it? 60 yeah. birds.
We used to make his own carriages, load his own, and he also used to shoot a 3-inch carriage. It's 1/2 inch long on the carriage.
Yeah, yeah.
He also used to have a 3-inch. Oh dear.
What did you get when you went out? Just rabbits?
Yeah, rabbits and wood pigeons. I used to get a few parages.
You did?
Yeah.
Ah. Where'd you go? Out in Hillrow Fen then?
Hillrow Fen, about the fields here. There used to be a lot of rabbits at the back. In these
you did, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, once where's there's a hedge, good hedge.
Yeah.
There's a lot of rabbits.
A lot of rabbits over here. Well, I think there is now, though. I don't forget now.
You don't?
No.
Still got your gun?
I still got one. I used to have three. Three guns. I've got one. I still got one. I keep one.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's a good way of getting meat, isn't it? If there's a lot of rabbits
yeah.
around.
Yeah. Well, me and Tom Peters, we used to work together on Players Farm. And we were sent up, me and Tom, in the Malton, sort bags out and do things, and there was snow on the ground. Well, there used to be a man in the top shop, I think the night in there, named Edwards, the grocer, well, yeah. at the shop. And at the same time, Walter Player, he used to send fruit, because he was a merchant, up to one of his stands, and there was a man on that name, Edwards. So, him being Edwards, we used to have chip baskets come down and papers to go over it with rubber bands and got Edwards on, his name. So, me and Tom, we had a little game. I'd got a fag box, a player's fag box, he's held on to it. Well, we filled it with little titty taters, little chip taters, little ones, put a paper in and bands, Edwards, lays it across on the path. And there was snow on the ground, let's never get it, laid on there. So who should come up there from the station was a fella named Titch Wheeler. He used to live in the station along the church lane where Bill Shelton's where he does. He see this, well, he was peeping through the window seeing him. He couldn't see us. Bent down, picks it up, looks up the road and down the road, never get in his pocket it goes. Of course, he took it home, he thought he got a parcel he had. When he owned it, that was little taters. Well, in the meantime, while he got on dinner, we puts another one out. But of course, when he comes back, we were peeping, we said, here comes Titch. Titch didn't pick that one up, he played football, that one down the street, down there. So Tom said, are you going to be caught this time? I said, no. He said, we shall have another goose, ain't we? I said, yes. So we'd done another one up, a big rotten tater, feral tater, done it up noise. Chuck the ends in, put the rubber bands in, lays it across on the path. Who should come out there to come up hiding them with Mrs. Eifer? Mrs. Arthur Eifer.
Was that Cecil Eifer's wife?
Cecil Eifer's mother.
Mother.
Me and Tom were peeping. She come along, she see it. She picks it up, she looks up the street and down the street and everything. In the bag that went, in her shopping bag. Of course, up there and she went, well, she wouldn't know what it was until she had opened it. So, that was about 10 minutes to four. Tom said, we ought to have one more go, didn't we? Well, I did to Tom. Yes, so we got a real big tater, rotten. You know where a rotten tater is when you put your finger in that?
Oh, ooh, yeah.
We done it up noise, laid it on the path. Now, I just got in. He said, you just got in. He said, here's Charlie Pope coming in. He worked for Eva. And he used to live down Lodeway, Nelson's Lane, whatever it is, along Sam Jackson's. He married his daughter. So, of course, we were peeping. Charlie wheeling his buggy and walking up the path. see this parcel, bent down and picked it up. He looked that way, he looked back. Nobody bit. In this darkened bay that went, we could see. So that went all right. So, of course, end of the week, we were up town. So were Tom. I was on the side, you know, I was never getting in. We were looking in, well, it's Royd's shop now. I mean, my name's George Sightside. Who should come up with Charlie Pope? You see, he would pick the last table. Of course, I wasn't going to say nothing, but Tom says to him, he said, "Oi, what was that parcel you found the other day?" He said, "I never found a parcel." He said, "I know you did." He said, "You picked up." He said, "Yes." He said, "You pair of sods what put it there, weren't it?" He said, "We put it on the table." He said, having the tea, said, "There's a parcel of it." And went down and said, "Oh, a big rotten tater." That was me and Tom.